What's up, everyone?
Right.
This year, you did a Super Bowl champion. The NFL Network does a show on the Super Bowl champions. And this was the first year, I believe, that two quarterbacks were featured in the piece, you and Nick. Can you talk about that experience and what it's going to be like in the room this year? It is going to be unusual, obviously.
I mean, just to talk about my relationship with Nick in general and just last year, how it all unfolded. Obviously, it was pretty different, but pretty special. You know, I think him and I know it's been well documented, but we've been so close. Ever since he first got here and just developed a real friendship, real relationship, more than just a working relationship, a true friendship between me and him and really Nate as well, really special room. So to go through that experience last year was pretty cool. It's pretty cool, and I think the way that they're going to document that will be pretty cool as well.
Where are you as far as your rehab? Are you able to run, and what kind of running are you doing?
Yeah, so we started, and I'm not going to get into real specifics with rehab and everything, but we started the running progression and all those things. So I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good with where I'm at and just trying to stay the course. But like I said in the early or late last season, I mean, it's such a fluid process. It's so hard to put a time frame and a timetable on these things. I wish I knew as well, but things are going well, and I'm happy with where I'm at.
Doug told us he's encouraged by your recovery so far. Do you feel the same way? Do you feel like you're on track?
Yeah, for sure. I feel very good. Like I said, starting the running progression. You guys saw me weeks ago. I was throwing and everything, and so just to start being able to do a lot of those things again is a good sign.
How hard is it for you? I mean to not try to do too much as bad as you want to get back and just kind of do what they're telling you.
Yeah, it's part of it. I mean, it's part of the process of, you know, if something feels really good, I'm like, all right, let's do it. But you just got to stay the course. And, you know, I've seen, you've seen the horror stories of people coming back too soon and those things. So I can assure you that I'll be smart about it.
Carson, there's always Super Bowl attrition in this league. Part of it's on the coaching staff here. Two guys you work very closely with, Frank and John, are no longer here. How do you think that sort of changes,
yeah, I mean, on a personal level, I loved Frank. I loved Coach Flip. They were awesome. They were also awesome coaches. You know, they did a tremendous job. But I feel that we have a luxury in being able to replace them with Coach Groh, who I think will do a tremendous job. Who did a great job last year working with the receivers, and then Press Taylor. I'm extremely excited to work with him. Very like-minded in how we think, both on and off the field. And I think we've already all had a really strong relationship with him, and now to get to work with him every day will be exciting.
How are you like-minded with Coach?
With Press? We're just very, we see the game very similarly, we're both open-minded to things, and then off the field, we just share our faith is both strong in our lives, and just the way we can communicate through those things is pretty cool.
Carson, you mentioned your close relationship with Nick Foles. What have the conversations been like in this short offseason about what next season or what this upcoming season is going to be?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, a lot of our conversations have just been about life in general. I mean, I know he's been on a whirlwind, and I've been rehabbing, and I know he's enjoying as much time as he can with his daughter and his wife and everything. So I haven't talked a lot about the upcoming season and all those specifics. Those will come and take care of themselves.
Carson, you were an MVP candidate, and you had this team rolling into the playoffs, and you weren't able to be on the field for the Super Bowl. How did you get over that, and how much maybe does it fuel you and have an extra hunger in you?
Yeah, I know we talked about it last year at the end of the year, but I mean, it was definitely a challenge. You know, it was a challenge just knowing where we were at in the season and then going down. And I learned a lot about myself. You know, I learned a lot about just humility and just, you know, trusting the Lord in the process. That's where my faith really came evident in my life, and I'm just trusting that God had a plan for it. And Nick got his opportunity through it as well, which is really cool. So my faith really helped me through it, without a doubt.
You mentioned the humility. I know you've been really happy for Nick's success, but is there an ounce of jealousy seeing him be the Super Bowl hero?
You got to fight that. I mean, it's human nature, you know, to want to be that on that podium, to be that guy. You grow up wanting to do that as a kid, but you know, to not be able to be up there. I wouldn't rather have anybody else be up there than Nick.
Carson, do you feel like you're chasing your first ring, or do you feel like this is going after number two?
I believe we won the Super Bowl last year, so.
Carson, you've watched your teammates win a championship in the past without being on the field. How did that experience help you prepare for this?
Yeah. My college days were obviously very different. You know, I was the true backup those first couple of years, and then my senior year, I got to kind of see it from started for a while, then was hurt, but I got to come back and play in the national championship. So all of those moments kind of just prepare you for what to expect and how to handle the situations. And again, it's never easy, but you get through it.
We mentioned Coach Grohl earlier. Talking to the receivers last year, they always said that he helped them see the game through the eyes of a quarterback. So now with him as OC and as a former quarterback, how important is it to have that transition?
Yeah, that'll be good. You know, obviously it's just been 2 days of meeting so far, but just even going back to last year, just talking through plays and schemes with him, you can tell he gets it. You can tell he understands it extremely well. And he, like you said, he sees the game like a quarterback as well. So that, I know that helped us tremendously in building those relationships with the receivers and the chemistry last year. And we just look forward to that continuing.
The past two months, when you've been here rehabbing, I assume, like, you know, other guys have been here rehabbing with you and everything.
Yep.
Has that kind of pushed you guys along? And do you think, you know, in your mind, do you have like a time frame on when you want to be back or when you think you might be back and all that?
Yeah, I mean, the first part of the question, without a doubt, you know, having Hicks, Maragos, JP, you know, all the other guys around that are recovering from surgeries. It was unfortunate that everybody obviously was injured, but to come in and see those faces every day, you know, almost have some friendly competition in there at times, or just to motivate and encourage guys, because it can be tough. You know, it can be tough. Rehab alone is tough. It's a long process, and doing it alone is never fun. So it was definitely good to have those guys around, and still as we keep going through this, you know, we're all still in there together. So it's a bad thing to have, but it's good for us on personal levels.
You know, and last time we spoke, you mentioned week one as the goal, and you said you believe you'd be there week one. Is that still the way you're thinking now?
Yeah, that's still the goal.
Do you need to play in the preseason?
What's that?
Do you need to play in the preseason?
I don't think so.
Doug was saying he spends a lot of the mornings looking at film of other offenses and tweaking the offense. What are you doing personally from a film studying perspective this offseason?
Yeah, this offseason, I mean, I was obviously here quite a bit rehabbing, so I was in here watching a lot of tape from last year, trying to think of really just watching our tape, see where we can improve, see things that we can tweak or do better, and, you know, just writing a bunch of notes down and really just trying to analyze everything that we do well and that we can improve on.
Carson, is there like your style of play? I mean, you have a specific style of play, and there's been speculation you might have to change the way that you play. What's your take on that, and
Yeah. I mean, first of all, there will always be speculation. That's just part of the business, but I'm not going to change. You know, I think I'm always going to learn. I know even from first year to second year, I thought I learned quite a bit on how to protect myself, and then going back and watching again, you know, there's things to just keep learning from. But as far as overall changing my style, I mean, that's not going
to
happen.
How do you want ready to play while you might have, while your knee may be healthy? You probably won't have the same kind of mobility, at least initially, that you had the last couple of years. Will that kind of change your approach this offseason in terms of, you know, kind of preparing to be more of a pocket passer initially?
I guess we'll see when the time comes. I believe I'll be fine.
How did you use the rehab time to change your body?
Yeah, I mean, obviously with all the extra rehab and not being able to run and do a lot of things early on, you really just got to focus on some different things. And I got to, you know, do a lot of seated throwing and try and build my arm strength and to really take care of my upper body more than I have in the past. But it's been an interesting process not being able to get that true conditioning and that rehab in. But it's exciting to kind of start easing into the running and conditioning stuff.
Have you made measurable gains, strength-wise or muscle mass-wise?
Yeah, no, I feel good. I definitely feel working with the strength guys. Like I mentioned, you know, we had, you know, some friendly competition stuff in there with the other guys that were rehabbing, and definitely feel I've made some strides there.
Carson, this time last year, you know, we were talking about 7-9, and you said 7-9 will never be good enough. Now Doug is talking about the words, the new norm.
Yeah.
And that being an expectation. Is that an added layer of pressure? How do you respond to the notion of the new norm?
I don't think it's to add a layer of pressure. You know, I'm kind of wired like Doug in that I expect, to succeed, and I expect, you know, winning seasons, and I expect those things. That's just how I'm wired. But I think a lot of it from last year, the new norm is kind of just who we were as a team. Not so much just the winning and the Super Bowl and all that stuff, but the culture. You know, the new norm for the culture, the new norm for how we practice, how we approach each day, how we care for our teammates. I think there's a lot more that can be unpacked with that phrase, the new norm.
We're great on third down, great in the red zone. Where do you think you can improve as an offense?
Everywhere. You know, I think we can improve everywhere. I mean, not like you said, third down, red zone, we were really, really good. That was something we really focused on from year one to year two. But we, first of all, feel we can definitely improve in those areas. I think we had too many fumbles, balls on the ground too many times. I know I'd like to see my completions go higher. You know, I think I was right around 60%, and expect more out of myself in that area. And so really just overall, I think we can just keep making strides and keep our foot on the gas.
If you weren't to play or practice until week one, obviously no reps have become a big part of how you prepare yourself. Is there signs to getting good at that and being ready?
I mean, again, that's kind of a what-if game. We'll see what happens. But like I said, I mean, I've been through it in college. You know, I sat out 8 games my senior year of college and came back in the championship. So mental reps, all that stuff is obviously important to be a part of it and be engaged. But the nice thing is it's not a lot of turnover offensively as far as new pieces. You know, it'll be similar faces out there, and the chemistry's already there, and the playbook isn't really changing. You know, obviously there'll be tweaks, so mental reps will be big, but again, that's kind of a what-if game, so we'll see how that shakes out.
As a follow-up to that, there have been a few changes, obviously, Torrey Smith, Trey Burton, Garrett Bowen. How do you see the offense being different in those roles being filled?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, we'll see. I mean, that's the exciting part of this time of year, is we get to go out there and see what some of the new guys can do. See how we can replace a guy like Trey Burton or LeGarrette Blount or Celek and guys that – or Torrey, you know, or guys that will miss both in the locker room and on the field. But, you know, you bring in a guy like Richard Rodgers, I'm excited to see what he can do. Mike Wallace, excited to see him roll down the field and just see what these guys can do. And like I said, I don't know the answer quite yet, but we don't expect to change our offense or change our mindset or change our approach. We believe we get the right guys that kind of fit our mold.
Do you find yourself kind of playing that game like you're telling us, you know, speculation, we don't know, but do you find yourself kind of looking at the calendar and counting the weeks and figuring it all out?
I really try not to. Honestly, I really try not to. I just try and take it, you know, one day at a time. And some days that's easier said than done. But, you know, you look at the big picture at times, but right now it's I'm not going to rush it. I'm going to be smart. I'm going to do everything I can to be back out there and just take it one day at a time. We'll definitely see. You know, there's conversations. You know, this was about the time of the year last year when we started making those plans. So those conversations will be coming up probably sooner than later.
How deep are you with your wedding money?
Let's not talk about that.
I think we've talked to you since they actually won the Super Bowl and the parade. What did you make of that whole experience and having to do it from not the point of view?
Yeah, I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, going down Broad Street, seeing all the fans and the confetti and the whole nine yards, I mean, it was awesome. You know, without a doubt, it's something that you'll never forget. You could just see the city's passion, the energy, and to be a part of it, you know, in whatever capacity I was, to be up there and to be right by Nick and Nate and Coach and Mr. Lurie and Howie, be right there by my teammates, just to see the love this city has for the Eagles, was something, like I said, I'll never forget.
It's time for two more questions.
Carson, Doug talked to you guys about complacency and not thinking you've arrived because of the championship. The fact that so many key players were hurt and have that motivation, including yourself coming back, do you think that's a helpful in battling complacency?
I think so. You know, I think so. I know, like you said, the guys that are coming back, that are battling the injury, that weren't on the field for the Super Bowl. I know for myself and, you know, like Hicks and Maragos, Jason Peters, it didn't sit well with them either. You know, as much as we love our teammates and we're excited to see it, we wanted to be out there, and we definitely know that'll kind of kick things into gear. And I don't think the complacency would have been an issue regardless, but I think that'll definitely help.
You were very close with Trey off the field, Jordan in the past when he got traded. Does the business side of it get easier for you as you've been here long?
I mean, it's never going to be easy. You know, it's never going to be easy to see a friend go. I mean, even a guy like Brent Celek, you know, I was really close with him in the locker room as well. And it's just part of the business, you know, and you're learning. You know, Jordan Matthews was really the first one that I had that experience with. And now Trey and Celek. And there's always going to be guys. And so it's tough. But again, you get used to it, and it's part of the business, and you learn. But, you know, the great thing is there's an off-season. There's an off-season to see those guys, spend time with them, and I'm just thankful for those years that we did get to play together.
Thanks everybody.
Thank you.